We're going to keep the hour going with this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. UNC coming off a tough but close loss to Cal, looking to build on some of that improvement that we've seen in the last week when they take on Virginia, which is just around the corner, both in terms of time and location. They'll be back in Keenan Stadium this weekend. Michael Lombardi joining us on the phone today. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So start by talking about the Cal game. Obviously a tough loss and disappointing with that fumble there in the fourth quarter, but definitely signs of improvement for Carolina on the field. What's your take on the game and where the team stands after it?
Well, I think we've all talked about the improvement. Coach Belichick has mentioned it many times about getting better, and I think our team demonstrated that. I think our team was committed to the game. It started out not the way we wanted with a fumble, and giving up a touchdown early in the game. But I thought we have resolve and fight in our team. And our team hung together, you know, late at night in a three-hour different time zone and competed its tail off into the fourth quarter, ultimately disappointing. You know, one play never is the reason why you lose a game. But I think we certainly showed improvement. It's something to build on as we get ready for Virginia.
How do you keep the student-athletes, the kids, focused on those positives going forward? And has it been easy to keep them focused on the positives going forward?
You know, our team has been focused all year. In spite of the noise on the outside, our team has really bought into the program. I think one of the reasons you keep people interested is improvement, right? It's no different than when you go on a diet and you lose 5 pounds. You can't wait to continue the diet, right? You want to get going. What stops people from losing weight is they can't lose the first 3 pounds and all of a sudden they give up. Whereas our team has made incredible strides in terms of conditioning, in terms of their ability to improve their footwork, their fundamentals, and the players see it. I think if you were in our locker room after the game, there wasn't a sense of, oh, well, we were close. No, there was a sense of we should have won, which carries over into the next week, and then we have to have a good week of practicing this week. So we're excited about getting back to work. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're building a program here, and programs don't happen overnight, but what happens day by day is the resolve and the commitment that each player brings to the table. When you work and put time and effort in, it's a lot harder to give up.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle. So turning to this week and looking ahead of that Virginia game, obviously Cavaliers are a good team this year. They're in the top 20. They're up 2 spots to number 16 in the AP rankings this week. Focusing on that game, looking forward in 5 days, what are you focusing on this week in practice with the kids?
Well, it's an important challenge for us. Obviously, Virginia has played really well this year. They had a really tough win against Washington State. You know, Washington State led the entire game until the final minute, 2 minutes of the game, where they were able to record a safety late in the game and won the game 22-20. So there'll be a great challenge for our players. I think our players are – yesterday we had a very spirited practice that was good, and we'll get ready this week for them and meet the challenge that awaits us. I think that's the best thing about ACC competition is we get to learn more about our team every single week, and we're going to go out there and compete and improve. And I think what we saw on Friday night needs to carry over into Saturday afternoon, and we'll get the fans out and show them that there's something to be proud of here at North Carolina.
And on that note, obviously back in Keenan Stadium on Saturday, you'll have the 12th man in the stands with all those fans. What's your message to not just the folks at Keenan Stadium on Saturday, but everyone else who's going to be around Chapel Hill at the Chapel Thrill event before the game, around downtown and around the community, watching on TV, listening on the radio?
Well, I think football is important, and I think it's important that the fans, you know, come out. And it's important for us as a football team to show them something that they're proud of. And I think ultimately, you know, we didn't do that against Clemson. But I think if you look at the Clemson game from the second quarter on into the Cal game, you can see that we've made improvement. And we'll show the fans that we continue to improve, and hopefully they'll continue to support us.
Speaking again with Michael Lombardi, Monday Morning Huddle, and we'll end on this one, kind of reiterating, I think, the same things that you've been saying, but to specifically the fans out there who have seen those last couple of losses and are starting to get frustrated with the team this year, what's your message to them to get them back on track with the program?
You know, I mean, look, everybody's frustrated with not winning, but we're building something that is sustainable and it's going to continue to grow. And ultimately, you know, to have the fans' engagement is important. And we want to win as much as anybody. And we need the fans' support there as much as the players do to help us create momentum moving forward. So, look, we're going to build this program the right way, and the fans are going to buy in because we're eventually going to win, and we will win.
Noon Saturday kickoff, Carolina taking on Virginia in Kenan Stadium. That's the Monday morning huddle with Carolina football general manager Michael Lombardi. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Aaron. Bye-bye.
That was presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Just use promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. DOTG stands for Drive of the Game. And don't forget to tune in to 97.9 The Kill for Carolina football during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. You can listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game, also presented by Chapel Hill Tire.